Geranium oil, what's its role in hormonal health? Havoc or hype? Part 1. A few months ago, I began my series to vindicate the good name of essential oils for hormonal health and body balance. It started with the mass media releasing headlines and a study that scared the bottles of essential oils' hands. The reporters were claiming that the essential oils of lavender and tea tree could be endocrine disruptors. I thoroughly debunked the validity of these extrapolations regarding the actions of essential oils from examining only one or two of its compounds in a petri dish. If you missed it, you can read the summary or watch its accompanying video here. I will also have a few more publications on this subject for physicians and for those who wish to get more into the science that will be released soon. After I gave this general overview of the biases of these in vitro conclusions, I decided to highlight several single essential oils that have been deemed to be causing hormonal harm. So far, clary sage, fennel, and sage oils have been vindicated regarding their overall wellness effects and safety. A summary can be found here. Now, after some interruptions for a few timely topics, I'm back to focus on a few of the most famous essential oils that have a rep for hormonal effects. The next defendant I am representing is geranium essential oil, specifically rose geranium, Pelargonium Gravinalis. The goal of this series and my most recent article releases on individualizing essential oils is to provide an overview of the science, other experts' opinions, and my experience. This is in hopes that I can give you what you need to make an educated decision on which essential oil to choose for your needs at the time. Overview of rose geranium essential oil. The chemistry for interested geeks. Pelargonium gravinalis, rose geranium, is a member of the 250 species within the Pelargonium genus. It can be confused with other members of the Geraniaceae family, but geranium and pelargonium are different genera, and rose geranium may actually be a hybrid. This means that each plant will have different chemical constituents and compositions beyond the usual variances from cultivation, distillation, region, and quality measures. Geraniol, citronol, linalool, isomethanone, geraniol formate, citronol forate, guaia-6,9-dienes, and 10-epy-y-epiduramol may help to distinguish geraniol oils from different regions. Linalool is one constituent, if present, that can help to determine if rose geranium has been extracted from steam distillation rather than other means. Traditional and common usages. Rose geranium oil is one of the most familiar essential oils used in perfumes and cosmetics. It is distilled from the leaves and stems of the rose geranium plant. It has been studied for its benefits for the skin, wound healing, mood, nerve health, discomfort, soothing tissues, acting as an antioxidant, and eliminating unwanted microbes. Traditional and historic uses for rose geranium include dynastery, hemorrhoids, inflammation, heavy menstrual flows, healthy cell growth. The French are said to use this oil for diabetes, diarrhea, gallbladder problems, stomach health, liver problems, sterility, and urinary issues. One rodent study compared its effect on paw edema, a measure of inflammation in rats, so that of the drug diclofenac, the positive control, and found similar effects from both. An interesting in vitro study demonstrated it may be helpful in calming neural inflammation in the brain. Still, remember the caveats of petri dish studies. They are helpful, but not absolute translations to humans. Back when I wrote about the 6 uses for rose geranium oil, I did mention 2 human trials, however. One was regarding nerve discomfort and the other focused upon nosebleeds. Toxicity and safety. Natural medicine stated that the reports of toxicity are low, mostly related to skin irritation. Please see this article on skin sensitivity. In another overview of its safety via animal and petri dish studies, the author cited evidence of its low toxicity as well. In fact, with rodents, higher doses were protective from oxidative stress on the reproductive system. Finally, another animal study further supported hormonal protection in mice sperm. The author state, essential oil of geranium prevented testicular oxidative damage by reduced LPP and improved total sperm mobility, viability, and morphology in sperm mycetozoa. One study showed a positive influence of geranium essential oil in the animal rail reproductive system similar to that of vitamin E. These are all factors to consider as we continue on with our discussion of geranium oil for hormonal health in the next few weeks. Please feel free to share your comments. Thanks for listening.